we are telling the world of the crimes that Bill and Hillary Clinton are responsible for in Haiti. And we are telling the American people that the 32,000, over 32,000 emails that Hillary Clinton said she deleted have evidence of the crimes they've committed.
The Clintons have a long history with the Black Republic of Haiti. In January of 2010, after 220,000 Haitians were decimated in an earthquake, the world responded by pouring in $13 billion in donations.
And a year after the quake, Red Cross CEO Gail McGovern announced plans to create, quote, brand new communities.
The Haitian people has not seen not even 2% of that money.
2%?
Nothing was done in Haiti.
After the Clintons descended on Haiti like vultures and the Laura Silsby abduction of 33 Haitian children unfolded,
we already know that some of these children still have parents because an elderly girl might be 8 or 9 years old told us crying, I'm not an orphan, I do have my parents.
You can't just pick up a child and walk out of the country with a child, clearly, no matter what your best intentions are.
Of course, Haiti is currently run by a Freemason cannibal dubbed Barbecue because of his penchant for torching his enemies.
Dimitri Rizier is a former policeman. He's under sanctions from the UK for his actions here. But he does remain one of the most powerful people in Haiti today, and he doesn't like being interrupted.
This is the Guatemalan and Salvadoran consulates being ransacked. Hospitals have been too. In most of the capital, it's not the police in control, but Haiti's ultra-violent gangs.
This is the Haiti we have all come to know and love.
While we were in Haiti, we offered Haitians their own version of Make America Great Again hats. It's a hat that says Haiti is great already. We offered it to them and they were quite happy to have it.
Who's heard of Donald Trump? Can you translate? Donald Trump was on television. And then a bunch of grown-ups got drunk. And they made him president.
After the Clintons had their way with Haiti, manipulating its economy in the 1990s and then plundering the millions in aid money the world gave the survivors of the 2010 earthquake, it has been a slippery slope.
So where did the money go?
Well, the Clintons' first act was to provide what they claimed were hurricane-proof emergency trailers, which they say could also have been used to school the island's children. Didn't turn out too well.
Two more bodies, a man and a woman shot as they rode a motorcycle. Nobody knows why any of these murders are happening. We see the dead every day.
Under the umbrella of the Biden administration, total chaos has been unleashed.
Even as the international community gets behind a new Haiti-led transition plan to end the gang uprising.
President Biden's reaction? Send the survivors that make it out to Guantanamo Bay and then flood Florida with them.
What are we doing to prepare for that wave and to ensure that these people are not paroled into the United States as the administration has done with people on the southern border?
But these aren't your average refugees. These refugees bring the Democrats' normalization of cannibalism to our shores as well. Because the most ingenious way to reduce the population is to have that population eat itself.
So they're saying that they can take tissue and muscle from celebrities and mix it with animal meat and some other things and grow actual meats out of it in a lab.
If the person okayed it, I would eat a human. If you were at a very fancy restaurant and they were like a tiny piece of human meat.
No. I think the only way
you wouldn't try a tiny bite?
No.
Really?
Absolutely not.
A man is in custody after a witness said he was eating a detached leg. You heard that right. Kern County Sheriff's Office tells us that that detached leg came from a person hit by a train in this area this morning.
For airborne states, we just chop human being meat.
And Biden adds, furthermore, have them bankrupt the blue cities and then have them all shipped to red states.
Last fall, DHS sent this official notice saying nearly 600, quote, non-citizens were looking to travel to these areas highlighted on your screen.
There may still be some use for the Haitians when it comes to the criminal aims of the Democratic Party. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now,
supplements
are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
September 13th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, your election headquarters, with 52 days, 8 hours, and 53 minutes until the presidential election. And the biggest story now, without a doubt, the biggest story now is the Haitian migrants in Springfield, Ohio. And we've got some fresh clips dealing with this, with, again, citizens going to public forum and talking about this. Citizens, residents of Springfield, Ohio, going on now Fox News talking about this. But there's still this layer of, for me, frustration, but perhaps really it's a layer of uncertainty. If you're on X or you spend a lot of time on social media, you've probably seen this. If not, we'll tell you about it now. There is a viral trend with a remake song of Donald Trump saying they're eating the cats and eating the dogs. And it's this jingle kind of mix, trendy mix, catchy mix. And it's the number one trend on TikTok. It's all over social media. And people are doing different dances. Quite frankly, this kind of stuff, it's like, people are kind of celebrating it in a way. I kind of take it the opposite way. It's like a downfall of humanity thing. This, I'm going to do a weird dance and record myself selfie style and upload it to the internet so that people watch it. But whatever, there's a market for that. People do it. Call it capitalism or just social activity. I won't even comment on the kind of general civilizational discussion. But the layer of uncertainty, for me, it's frustration, where you see top models that have millions of followers. I mean, you know, just gorgeous women, models. And then you have Olympic athletes, gold medalist, Olympic athletes. And then you have sports teams, college sports teams, doing it in their locker rooms. And then again, I mean, I'll kind of maybe just even come out and say it. And if it's you, I'm sorry, but maybe you need to hear this. If you're a man gyrating on the internet and doing a selfie for a video, I kind of just question your manhood. I'm going to be honest. When I see grown men gyrating to Donald Trump's Eat the Dogs, Eat the Cats on TikTok and Instagram, I kind of... Anyway, I said I would avoid that discussion. So what's the layer of uncertainty? Well, is this just some viral internet trend? It's kind of like, let's do a social test right now. Does anybody remember the ice bucket challenge? I'll just let my crew kind of be a soundboard here. Crew, do you guys remember the ice bucket challenge? Okay, everyone remembers the ice bucket challenge. Now, who remembers what the supposed benefactor was for the ice bucket challenge? Anybody? Anybody remember what the proceeds or what the awareness was? Can anybody tell me what the awareness for the ice bucket challenge was? Anybody? Crew? Okay, they're saying it was for ALS. Okay. I'm wondering how many people actually remember what. Oh, yeah. Oh, you think everybody remembers? The crew is saying I'm wrong on this. You think everyone remembers the... Okay, so now they're kind of bringing it... Okay, so my point is, probably anybody you ask will remember the Ice Bucket Challenge. How many people will actually remember it was to raise awareness for ALS? So it's the same thing with this Eat the Cat, Eat the Dog Trump remix. Do they realize that's a real story? Do they realize that there are actually Haitian migrants, 20,000 that have been flown to Ohio, taking over these small Ohio towns, overwhelming their school systems, their hospital systems, their insurance systems? Do they realize that that's a real story? It's kind of like the gay frogs thing. Like, let's all make fun of Alex Jones, or let's all do the Alex Jones gay frogs thing. That's a real thing. That's a real California University study. That's a real thing on video. They showed you the atrazine turning the frogs gay, changing their sexuality. So there's just this layer of uncertainty, this layer of frustration. And I see all these people sharing the videos and like, oh my gosh, look, you know, there is something about meme magic. And it does kind of present this aura that you know, Trump is the president. Or Trump will be the president. It's not Kamala Harris. It's not Joe Biden. It's like Trump is the guy. But see, will these people actually look into it and say, oh, there are illegal immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, eating the pets, eating the geese, eating the ducks, overwhelming the system. Oh, there is a invasion happening at our southern border. Do they actually get that? Or is this just another trend for the internet to eat up and then spit out? There's a layer of uncertainty. But again, when you have like top models that travel the world, have millions of followers, and Olympic athletes, gold medalists, college sports teams, and they're all doing the Trump cat dog dance, I'm just like, okay, that's cute. That's what you're into. Do you know that's a real thing? Are you going to vote accordingly? I just don't know. Now, there is definitely an awareness level. I don't know if it comes with this silly viral video trend, but there is definitely an awareness level, and there's a couple examples of these where people that heard that and thought Trump was crazy, oh, here goes Donald Trump again. Oh, he's talking about them eating animals and geese from the park. Jeez, Trump's at it again. And then they actually go look into it and they realize it's true. And then, again, that's the kind of thing that rewires your entire political perception. And sometimes it's a weird deal like that, but there's no doubt that's actually going on. So I've got an example of that, and then we've got some more clips from Springfield where they're basically saying, like, yeah, you know, people's pets have gone missing. I guess probably these Haitians are eating them. And yeah, we used to go to the park and I could feed them the geese and the ducks. Now they're gone. Yeah, there's police reports. They're scooping up cats. Yeah, there's police reports. They're scooping up geese. So that's really going on. So they covered it up during the debate. They covered it up. The moderators covered it up. The mainstream media won't cover it at all, so they're covering it up. And so it takes Trump to say it at a debate, and then for them to be these goofy viral trends or doubters, now all of a sudden there's awareness. And then Trump comes out today during an event and says he's going to deport them all. But it's just like, okay, it's a huge issue, obviously, the invasion going on. But it's just, do people understand our country is under attack? Do people understand that Kamala Harris is like one of the generals in this attack against our country? Kamala Harris is like now a 3-star general in the enemy attack against America. The invasion at the southern border, the economic disaster. That's Kamala Harris. She's a 3-star general in the enemies trying to destroy this country. So that's cute. You did a little dance video for your social media with the Trump eating cats, eating dogs remix. Do you know Kamala Harris is destroying the country? Do you know why the economy is in bad shape? Do you know why they are eating cats and dogs in Springfield, Ohio? Do you know why we're on the brink of World War III? Like, do you know this stuff, or did you just gyrate for a video on the internet? I'm just wondering. And then we got some other illegal immigrant news that we're going to cover. We're going to really focus on the immigration story at large when we're joined by Michael Yon in the third hour. And I have a very light news desk otherwise, so I do intend to open up the phone lines and sparse some phone calls as well. We got some other video clips we're going to go to. But let's go here to, I guess we should start with the guy who has the awareness. They're watching the debate. He hears Trump say they're eating the cats, they're eating the dogs. He says, this is insane. This can't be real. Does the research for himself, finds out it's true. His life will never be the same. That's how it goes, and you find out how corrupt the media is. And so here, he's not gyrating, you know. He's not doing a dance move with a trendy song. He's like, wow, this is actually a problem that our country is facing. I think I'll shoot a real video that I'm stunned by this. That would probably be the proper response. And not the gyration attempts, but nonetheless, here we are. So here's him shooting that video after the realization in clip 12. He needs a drink. He's so stoned.
Oh, my God! I thought it was a joke. I really did. I thought it was a joke that people were out here just eating ducks and swans and birds and shit. And cats and dogs. Ew. I said that's no. You didn't hear about that?
Yeah, it's in Ohio where I'm from. Weirdo.
I thought this was a joke, you guys. Where the f*** is PETA? Why aren't they mad about this? Question. Because you know what? You guys get mad over leather belts. So why is this? You know what? This is Kamala's fault, 100%. And Joey and his friends and the whole Teletubby gang.
There it is.
Okay? Tonight's going to be very interesting. I'm excited to watch it. I hope that y'all hide your cats, hide your dogs, because they're eating everybody out here. Okay?
So that's the proper response, not gyrating for a video on the internet. So how many people then have had the same realization specifically after the debate? They hear about something going on in Springfield. They don't really care. Then Trump says they're eating the cats, they're eating the dogs, and maybe now all of a sudden, oh, Trump's making some BS up again. So they look it up and then they find out it's true. And now it's the number one story and they can't avoid it. And, oh, gee, the moderator literally said it wasn't true, but here's all the evidence. Here's all the eyewitnesses. Here's the police report. Here's the police audio. Here's the phone calls. Hell, here's a frickin' woman with blood dripping from her teeth. She's chewing on a cat in somebody's frickin' driveway. So it's pretty eye-opening. It's pretty eye-opening when the media tries to cover it up, a debate moderator tries to cover it up, and then you go find out for yourself it's true, and then it's like, okay, the mainstream media is lying to me, but Trump's telling the truth? Whoa. Yeah, the world is that crazy. Yeah, it is. Borders are. Open borders are Kamala Harris bringing them in. Where's PETA? I mean, that's funny. It's true. It's true. And they're finding, now they're finding chopped up pigs that look like they were chopped up ritualistically. And then you got like these internet sleuths. They've gone out and found like older Facebook posts from a couple months ago. These aren't even political people. They're like, oh, I was just walking through the park. I found a dead pig. Oh, I was just walking down the street. There's this pig decapitated in this bush. So people weren't even connecting the dots. They were just found this stuff and posted it on their Facebook. Now these internet sleuths are going out and posting it all over Reddit and everything. Where do you want to go first? You want to go to the scene? You want to go to them going on mainstream news and talking about this? You want to go back to the public forums? I mean, this deal is everywhere now. Why don't we go here to a welfare line that is out the door in Springfield, and it's almost all illegal immigrants from Haiti? Why don't we start there in clip 5?
We tried the split line for a while. It ended up being less efficient for everybody.
Yeah. Is this about as long as it gets these days?
This is a normal Monday. Yeah, we've had worse. But
Francois? English?
No. Oh, they got their Manila
standing in line. 30 minutes. They might only just serve 4 or 5 people.
Got it. How many people do you think will come here this Monday?
This Monday? I'm telling you, out of this Monday, I figure at least they might see 5, honey.
What do you think the split is between new Haitians that have come in here and
yep.
and
Springfieldian OGs, if you will?
I don't know too much about all...
Observationally, what have you seen?
9-1 easy.
Like, I'm just here because I'm just trying to get them to clear a medical car.
Are the systems stressed right now in Springfield? Yeah. Can they handle the amount of people coming in?
No, they really can't. I've been trying to get a medical, just a simple Medicaid card since June. They took me off of, I'm a vet. They took me off of the disability and made me start paying for my own disability.
You're a veteran.
And I don't know why they took me off, but so I had to give them proof
of the non-citizens income, are more important, sir.
Disabilities and stuff. I gave them all that. They still ain't did nothing.
So you're a veteran, and you're competing with some of the resources they're getting. Yeah. And just came in here.
Yeah, this America. You dig what I'm saying? But I'm saying that the things that the hoops they make us jump through can have you turn on each other in a sense or say negative things. I don't have anything that's negative to say or bad to say about anybody Haitian. Sure. You know what I mean?
Do you think the town's taking care of their local residents that were here first and foremost?
Oh, no. Hell no.
Well, thanks for your service.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Good luck in line.
Like, and the thing is, there's people on Twitter and Instagram that don't think it's real. Like,
yeah.
Don't think none of this
we
shit
just,
is real.
We just saw it in real time.
Like, none of that shit's real that you're saying. There's no way they brought 20,000 people.
English? No. No English? Okay. That's crazy. If you're a local trying to get your Medicaid, your welfare benefits, et cetera, you're waiting 2 hours now.
These Haitians are running into trash cans. They're running into buildings. They flipping cars in the middle of the street.
It's been going live on Facebook documenting the constant car crashes from the new Haitian drivers. We headed to the BMV to see how the Haitians are getting driver's licenses and cars so quickly after moving here despite speaking zero English.
Question for y'all. What are your thoughts on the Haitians?
They can't drive.
This guy right here,
my Haitian dude. Yo, yo. Bonjour.
He got a cat right beside him.
Yeah.
Stop! Dude, stop, bro. Stop, dude.
You said that shit, not me. You take that back. I knew shit.
I take that back. Bro, come on, bro. We're like, we be playing, bro. There's nothing wrong with some jokes.
Let's go see what's up. How y'all doing? Question for ya. Do you know how the Haitians are getting driver's license? Can they transfer their license from Haiti, or?
No, they cannot.
Do they have to undergo the same test?
I'm not allowed to answer the person's question outside of
the office. Well, okay. You know what they have to do?
I do not. Okay. I really don't know. No, but I know they're getting them quick.
They're getting them quick, right? I will ask.
That is not, you are not allowed to take pictures in here, sir. Sir.
In the, go outside? Sorry.
But,
are they able to transfer their licenses from Haiti to here?
No, not without taking the test. But okay. The only question I can answer, I can't answer anything else.
Do you know how the Haitians are getting their driver's license so fast?
I do not.
Okay. All right, that's all I got for you.
I wish I knew.
Are they driving pretty good out here or what?
No.
No?
I don't know how they put their car in.
Why is that, do you think?
You don't know how to drive in general.
Okay.
Like, I see them driving over there, trying to learn how to drive, but I don't know, think they have to drive at all.
Okay.
I don't even think they should have a license. No lights when they're driving around, and nothing.
Do you think it poses a threat to public safety?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Man, they're nothing but a headache. All they're doing is raising our rent and our taxes and wrecking vehicles, and there's just been nothing but a hassle since they've been here. It's been horrible.
How would you rank their driving from 1 to 10?
A negative 10. They're horrible.
Do you have to take a driving test here? Oui?
Habla español.
Ah, español, sí. ¿Cómo es posible que recibir tu licencia muy rápido?
He's asking how he got his license.
No, es que por ahora no
sé. He doesn't know.
Lo que necesito viene acá para preguntar por la información.
He just comes and asks and they give it to him. He doesn't even speak English.
More confusion gained than answers explaining how these Haitians are passing driver's tests. I headed down to the Springfield Welfare Center.
They thought that they could basically
exhausting the town's resources.
Bring in, because here's the thing, folks.
90% of the auto accidents are Haitian.
Here's the thing. They've brought in somewhere between 15 and 20 illegal immigrants under the Biden-Harris administration. It's about 15 and 20. So, I mean, you got to figure, where do they all go? I mean, that's bigger population than, I mean, how many states? So where do they all go? Well, a lot of them are in the big metropolitan areas. They're sending a lot of them to towns in Middle America, Central America, suburbs of some of these bigger cities. Springfield, a suburb of Columbus, Ohio. Aurora, Colorado, a suburb of Denver. And so they think they can hide them there and get away with it. And that's what they're hoping. And then these areas are usually red, usually vote Republican. And then what do you know? You teach these people to vote Democrat, and then bing, you flip all the red counties too. So it's open borders plus a welfare state that will collapse the economy. And then it's Democrats who are obsessed with democracy and just conquering you with a vote. Figure, hell, let's get them voting Democrat too. And we'll have a one-party state in the United States moving forward. And then we can just do whatever the hell we want. And you see how dangerous they are. So that's what's going on. We got more clips from Springfield when we come back after this.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, D, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
We had Tanner Hansen on, who's doing great work out there. That's Tyler Oliveira, I believe is his name. We've played a lot of his videos too. He's doing great work out there. But again, the mainstream media won't send anybody. They wouldn't even send anybody to East Palestine. All these people care about are the coastal elites and the major Democrat-run cities. If it doesn't happen there, it doesn't happen in their eyes. So they're just trying to cover this thing up and ignore it, but thanks to independent journalists and then shows like this, we can actually amplify it and make sure it doesn't get ignored. Otherwise, they would have you believing that Trump just said Haitian immigrants, not immigrants, Haitian illegal immigrants have invaded Springfield, Ohio. It's literally not happening. It doesn't exist. And then you think Trump's crazy when, of course, they're the ones lying about it and covering it up. Now, we've got more dealing with that and Trump talking about he might go to Springfield. He should go there and like protect a cat or something. Tyler Oliveira or Oliveira, excuse me. So good job by him. Now, I was doing some cultural commentary in the beginning and I said I wasn't going to do too much of it. And then I kind of went on. And then Rob was chopping at the bit saying he wanted to talk about this too. And so we'll go back to Springfield in a second, but
But producer Rob back there is just chopping at the bit to do some commentary on this. Because I know people like talking about the cultural stuff. I try to focus on the new stuff more here. But he took the bait on the cultural stuff, so let's bring him on.
I will say, man, don't give them too hard of a – don't be too hard on them. Which we have to understand is that it's kind
of
like –
Was I being hard on them?
Yeah, yeah. And I agree with you. I agree with you 100% up to these people making the cat videos. It's kind of like what happened in hip-hop and music in, I don't know, 2010 when they just started dancing and things started changing a lot. Well, that's how – that's the only way that that generation is able to kind of integrate into what we're talking about. Yeah, maybe they're not the most knowledgeable about it. Maybe they're not. But at least they're getting away from the trends of, oh, pro-abortion or, you know, going out and doing all this other, you know, frivolous shit. It's crazy how impactful it actually has been. And it's caught on to where mainstream has to defend it. So I will say I do 100% agree with everything that you said up to, you know, these grown men shouldn't be doing this. First of all, absolutely not.
Hold on. Did you feel personally attacked?
No.
Did you do a gyration video?
I just don't. Everybody is
hating. Were you gyrating to the cats and dogs?
It's getting so crazy to the point where it's like, you said it at the RNC. It's like, you want to win. Like, you can't not accept these people who are pushing our the ball forward for us just because you.
So let me then, do you interpret this then that, is the interpretation here is they're not afraid to promote Trump or associate with Trump? Is that your interpretation?
Yeah. They're not there. It's their way of kind of coming along to our side and not having to be like, you know what? I actually like that guy. Because I think you have to understand what this generation is. They don't really know how to do the things that we know how to do. Like, we're hardworking. We know what to do. It's cut and dry. We wake up. This is what I got to do. That's just the point of it. That's just the end of it. They don't. They're a little bit, they're babied. They come from an era of technology that we didn't really have. We have it now, but we know what it's like without it. So with them, it's just like, okay, what do I do? Oh, this is cool. This is cool. I don't want to be left out of this. I don't want to be left out of that. And it's slowly, the inversion of our reality is slowly getting back to normality. And I just don't cut off all the culture jamming that's going on because, yes, it is ridiculous. But at the same time, what is it in this world that we're living in right now?
So you think I was too hard on them?
Not all of them, but just don't push Gen Z too far to where they feel like they're not welcome.
Yeah, well, I think you make a good point because I am the one that talks about being big tent and using that to win. But that's why I kind of was saying there's a level of uncertainty where I can't tell if this is like, are they trolling Trump or have they accepted Trump? You're saying you think it's more of an acceptance thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, man, these are a bunch, I mean, they're all kids. Like, you think about those videos, 90% of them, they're under 25, for sure. So, you know, it does get weird when you have the grown, like you said, grown men doing all that. They should be making videos. They should be going out and doing what Tyler is doing. But instead, they're trying to, you know, they're regressing while the other ones are kind of progressing to the other side.
All right, fair enough. I'll try not to take it too hard on the gyrating men to cats and dogs. Fair enough. I was just, you know, because I'm still uncertain about it, and I just wonder, and I guess it is open for interpretation. Maybe some people feel like Rob, maybe some people feel like me, but it is open for interpretation. Are they promoting Trump? Is it a Trump diss? Is it neutral? I mean, even kind of neutral would be like a promotion in a sense, considering where we've come. Oh, my gosh. The nurse, the dancing nurse videos are back. I can't. That's good. All right. Well, maybe I went a little hard, but maybe it was just because of the dancing men. Maybe that's really what kind of put me over the top. I guess I'm okay with the supermodels doing it. And Gabby Thomas, I guess, is fine. But, you know, hey, Gabby, I mean, you're an Olympic gold medalist. You know, a Trump endorsement from you would be pretty nice. But I guess you don't want to, you know, you don't want to tip over the apple cart for potential endorsement. So I get it. All right. Let's do this, though. Let's go back to Springfield where a gentleman was speaking in front of the city council, and so this is like the number one thing. Again, this is what they're all going and talking about. So here's, by the way, did he intentionally dress up like Super Mario? I don't know. This guy is either trying to dress like Super Mario, or he might be Super Mario. So here it is in clip four.
You know, the homeless problem. I don't know of a single homeless Haitian in this town because they all got vouchers. But I can show you a whole bunch of people that have been displaced because I'm that guy. Rob, you know, for 25 years I've worked with the homeless in this community. You know, a lot of people don't know because I'm not the guy out there blowing the horn. Because it ain't about me. It's the Jesus in me that goes out there and does it. Trust me, there's days I'm tired. But I'll get into homeless camps that nobody in a suit and tie will walk into. None. They trust me because I never let them down. You know, and guys, if you don't think it's here right now, in October, we are getting ready to hit a wall here. There is not any relief for the homeless. The homeless people in this community are not the people you think they are. The squatters that aren't happening. It's not there. There's veterans. Come see me. I'm not real hard to find. Ask anybody on the street. They'll tell you how to get a hold of me. I'll take you there. And no, they don't want your toothpaste and your peanut butter sandwiches. They want you to come up with a solution to why they're displaced, why they lived in a house. I personally know, and I'll testify under oath, my hand to God, somebody that lost their house. They were there 7 years. The landlord said, hey, I need you to move out, find a temporary place. I'm going to remodel it, and then you can come back.
Thank you, Baron.
It was a lie. They moved them out. Triple the rent.
Thank you.
Follow
Thank you for
the
speaking.
Money.
Follow the money. Now, so that's the story. We've got more of it coming up, but that's the story. The illegal immigrant invasion overwhelming middle America, specifically in this case, Springfield, Ohio, and then just all the devastation, eating the animals, overwhelming the school system, overwhelming the medical system, overwhelming the insurance companies. But the realization is that this was done intentionally. This was done intentionally by the Democrat Party. This was done intentionally by the Biden-Harris administration. So that's the realization that we hope is had. So dance all day, gyrate all day to the Trump cat dog remix. Really fun stuff. Just please have that realization, please, so that they stop eating the cats and dogs. Be nice.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months. Now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I can't say it's a good idea. I'm not sure I can say it's a bad idea. It's probably a bad idea. Thomas on our crew is about to hop on a plane. He's going to go to Springfield. He's going to put a box of kittens out. He's going to throw some lemon zest and some other spices and peppers outside of it and set up a hidden camera and hope to catch the inevitable. I'm joking. He was making that joke during the break, but yeah, I don't know. There's the guilty party right there. There he is. He's on the internet right now looking for cardboard boxes and kittens. He's going to fly to Springfield and set them up. Man, it's funny, but it's true. Probably would become a smorgasbord there with what's going on. All right, I'm going to get through the rest of these stories out of Springfield, including Trump talking about it again at an event today. And, oh, you've also got illegal immigrants getting caught burning houses to the ground to cover up for murder scenes. So that's fun. You've got illegal immigrants pleading guilty to voter fraud. There's a good one, too. So we got all that, and we'll open up the phone lines in the next hour, too, and kind of cover the rest of the news while taking calls. I don't think I've taken any calls, maybe one or two this entire week. That was on Wednesday. So maybe we'll take some calls, too. Remember, folks, to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. We have great products for your health. I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com, so I can speak from experience. And we got big sales happening on top-selling, top-rated supplements like BodEase, 25% off the ultimate turmeric supplement for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, and joint support. Now, there's all kinds of different uses. People have all kinds of different uses for this. You can go look at all the five-star reviews to find out what people are saying for yourself. Me, in particular, I like to take Bodies after a big workout. So if I'm doing a bunch of heavy lifting and I'm going to be sore the next day or stiff the next day, or if I go out and play a couple hours of ball and I know I'm going to be sore or stiff the next day, that's when I hit the Bodies to give me some relief the next day from that stiffness. So Bodies, 25% off. By the way, hundreds of reviews, and it has a perfect five-star review. That is incredible. But that's how powerful this product is. It's no joke. 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Just part of the massive sale that's happening right now on all of our incredible products. If you like this show, we hope you'll continue to shop there. Now, here is Jesse Waters last night. He brings on a resident of Springfield, and he asks about the animal issue. Here's his response in clip 7.
What are we hearing about people's pets disappearing? You keep hearing that. Is that even true?
there's a lot of vicious rumors floating around. I will tell you that our geese, our duck population is nearly decimated in our two parks. There have been, you played the 911 call. The city manager of Springfield denied it existed, and I do appeal to him tonight on your show for a public apology to those that he told a non-truth to. There is a report. There is a 911 call. There was a witness. Therefore, there was an incident in my eyes. As far as the cats and dogs, I think that's a bit sensationalized. I won't say it hasn't occurred. I've heard from others it has, but nobody's ever given a unfallible description of when, where, and who.
Well, of course, there have been eyewitnesses of vans scooping up cats, and then there also was the video of the woman eating the cat with the multiple eyewitnesses there saying, yeah, she was standing there with the cat eating it, and the police filming as well. So there has been credible evidence of that. Now, how much it's going on, I suppose you could say that there's still the question there. But is it going on? Yes, that has been confirmed. But not just an apology from the city manager. I would like an apology from the ABC News moderators, specifically David Muir. What's a good nickname? David Manure? I think he's earned that one. Some top-notch work from David Manure. I would like an apology from him to the American people on his nightly news program. The host of the ABC Nightly News, I believe it's called. It's about as worthless as you can expect. I would like him to apologize to America for covering up this story. I wouldn't hold your breath. Now, here's Trump. He's talking about this issue when he's asked about it by the press at an event earlier today. Says he might even go visit Springfield and Aurora here in clip 2.
Well, maybe Springfield, maybe Aurora, maybe both. We'll go there. I can say this. We will do large deportations from Springfield, Ohio. Large deportations. We're going to get these people out. We're bringing them back to Venezuela. You know, he told Biden he's not accepting anybody back. They moved all their criminals, not all of them, but the rest are moving in now. They emptied their jails in Venezuela, emptied their criminals, emptied the nests. They call them nests of bad people. They're all now in the United States, and they're now taking over cities. It's like an invasion from within. And we're going to have the largest deportation in the history of our country, and we're going to start with Springfield and Aurora. Okay?
So there you go. Now, the fake news media and the liberals are saying, Trump is so stupid, he says he's going to deport Haitians back to Venezuela. It's not what he said. They just lie about everything. He's talking about all the illegal immigrants, many of which came from Venezuela, possibly the worst coming from Venezuela. They emptied their prisons and flooded the southern border with them. That's what he's talking about, you liberal liars. So let's just get that straight before anybody in this audience gets tricked or confused by them saying what Trump didn't say. By the way, and this is the real question, and I mean, just forget about it. Speaker Johnson he doesn't know what's going on. Why isn't there going to be a hearing on this? Makes no sense. I mean, for multiple reasons. One, you defeat the Democrats on this story easily. I mean, this is a huge win in an election year to just bury them trying to cover this deal up. You expose the issue. But it's also something we need to know. How do 20,000 Haitians get to Ohio? How do they do that? Did they get on a raft and float and then walk? Somehow I doubt it. Did they get on a U.S. taxpayer-funded flight into Ohio from Haiti? Did they? Did the Biden-Harris administration fly in 20,000 Haitians into Ohio? I'd like to know. I'd like to know how 20,000 Haitians, I mean, literally, how? I'd like to know how they got to Ohio. I would like to know that. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't it be curious to see how they got there? Did they swim? Did they walk? Did they grow wings and fly? Did they teleport? Did they hop in a Super Mario warp pipe? How the hell did they get there? I would bet they were flown in on a Biden-Harris CBP-1 flight. They were flown in on a Biden-Harris CBP-1 flight and then bust into these cities. So if you're in Springfield, Ohio, and you see a Haitian eating a goose or a cat or her, who knows what, maybe cannibalism is next. Thank Biden and Harris for that. I would bet you they flew them in. They didn't float. They didn't walk. They were flown in on the CBP-1 app, and it was probably the UN that helped them get through. Or they have some Democrat sponsor in Haiti that's setting this whole thing up and flying them in. But wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't America like to know? Shouldn't there be a hearing scheduled on all this right now while Congress is in session? Yes, 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 and yes. Does Mike Johnson have a pulse? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. So here's the deal. We're going to start taking calls in this second hour. We're going to get more into the illegal immigrant issue with Michael Yon in the third hour. Let's put the number at the bottom of the screen quickly. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Number on the bottom of the screen. You can talk about this or really anything you want on an open line Friday situation. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Infowars.com/show.
Warning.
This broadcast
is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, so we heard from Donald Trump. Kamala Harris is also out campaigning. It's not been so good for her, however. She's had some embarrassing moments, actually. Meanwhile, Biden is putting on Trump hats and then carrying red hats onto Air Force One that looks like a Trump hat. I don't know what kind of hat it is. I don't think it's a Trump hat, but it looks like a Trump hat. You kind of feel like he's doing it intentionally. So we'll show you the Harris energy or lack thereof. Or what is this? So you heard from Trump. How about Harris here in clip 11? How does this sound for you for a presidential candidate? Clip 11, go ahead.
Hey, he has no plan to replace it. He said, concepts of a plan. Are you all right?
Oh my gosh.
Concept. No actual plan, concept.
So that's the problem with these voters, is it's just all feelings and emotions. And this is the liberalism is a mental disorder. They don't understand action reaction, they don't understand choice consequence. And they really just think this is like, you know, a kitchen play knife or something that they can't cut themselves with. It's like, oh, this is fun. Little Tyke's kitchen set with a fake plastic oven, fake plastic stovetop, fake plastic knives. Yay, we're having fun. No, you put Kamala Harris in office, there's going to be real-world consequences. Oh, golly gee, why is gas so expensive? Why are my energy bills so expensive? Why can't I afford my car payment? Oh, my gosh, gee, what happened? Oh, Kamala, slay queen, yes, brat. So it's all feels. But, I mean, my goodness, as if that's not bad enough. Here's Kamala Harris, I guess at a coffee shop or something in Pennsylvania, who knows. And she's asked, why should people in Pennsylvania vote for you? Kamala, why should people in Pennsylvania vote for you?
I am feeling very good about Pennsylvania because there are a lot of people in Pennsylvania who deserve to be seen and heard. That's why I'm here in Johnstown, and I will be continuing to travel around the state.
Wow. Wow. I mean, I am overwhelmed. She just swept the people of Pennsylvania right off their feet with that one. That was moving. What do we have here in clip three, guys? Just fire clip three before the break. There's Kamala arriving at an event in Pennsylvania. And Biden, by the way. Okay, there they are walking in. Biden confused and dazed. Kamala embarrassed that nobody likes her, nobody cares. Most probably don't know who she is. Now here comes Trump. Oh. Well, gee, I'd call that an ovation.
Trump doesn't have a plan!
That was the same deal where Biden put the Trump hat on, by the way.
People in Pennsylvania should vote for me because there's a lot of people in Pennsylvania. And so they should vote for me. I'm Brad. I'm Slay Queen. I'm black. It's Brad.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Honored to have you here. It means a lot to me and the crew. Really does. Just trying to save the country, just trying to save humanity, it's all. And maybe have a little fun while we're doing it. Can you relate? So, we're going to start taking phone calls here in the second hour. We do have some other news stories. We will continue to cover the illegal immigration story. We got a guest coming on who really knows about as much of it as anybody because he's been tracking and tracing it literally through the jungle and in probably dozens of countries. So we'll get an update from him. And I know Michael Yon is really fired up to talk about this. And it's a shame because it's the same story. In fact, the whole reason why I reached out to Michael Yon is he said that he was getting banned from going on other shows because they didn't like some of his other political takes. So, okay, well, I guess that's how other media outlets deal with it. I might have different ideas and I might have different opinions on Michael Yon with some other issues too. But when it comes to covering the illegal immigrant pipeline, he's got his finger to the pulse as much as anybody. So we will be covering more of that. We got some other stuff as well. But phone lines are now lit up. And so let's take a couple calls. Let's cover a couple news stories. But we've got the cat situation going on here. And so you probably want to protect your cat if you're in anywhere near Columbus, Ohio, maybe. Let's go to Jennifer in Wisconsin. She's talking about this. Jennifer, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I actually have a cat rescue, and it's a little bit different for me because of I'm surrounded by all the liberals with the cat rescue. And it's just interesting because all over my social media, how hateful they are now about like the Republican or conservative rescuers.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, PETA came out. PETA's attacking Pharrell today. I don't know if you saw this. Pharrell, no, I guess, he wore a leather jacket or something to an award ceremony, and so PETA is really angry at Pharrell. They're demanding an apology. They're demanding, I don't know what they want. So they're talking about a jacket here, but not about the innocent geese being scooped up and eaten up.
Best I had this morning was one of my friends posted, if you're not a vegan, you have no business saying anything about the cats or the ducks or anything.
Oh, what, because you like to eat steak?
And also,
if you're a man, you can't say anything about a woman having an abortion, even though a man can now get pregnant and be a woman, too. So
exactly. The logic is unbelievable.
It's a broken brain.
For sure.
Well, Jennifer, anything else?
No. There was one other thing that was funny. They all have themselves marked safe from not having their cats eaten in Springfield.
Well, you're in Wisconsin, I don't know. You might want to be careful. They could be coming to Wisconsin next.
True, exactly.
So be careful with that, Jennifer. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Jeff in Florida. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you today, Owen?
I'm good. Thank you for calling.
So I was listening to that viral song with the they're eating the cats. They're eating the cats.
The Trump cat dog remix, yes.
And then they end it with eat the cat, eat the cat.
Yes.
So all it did was remind me of October of 2016 when they did the whole grab 'em by the pee scenario back in the 2016. That was like the big bombshell. And so I think somebody's doing like a play off of that, and that's why it's becoming so viral.
Well, you know, it's funny enough, and I don't know the origin story of that going viral, but there was another deal where a leftist Trump hater did a remix for a former Young Turks host who now does, I guess, a Twitch stream or something. He's a communist who makes millions of dollars, go figure. And he was screaming watching the debate. Literally, he was screaming when Trump said that. So this leftist Trump hater kind of cut that up and turned that into a song. And then that got picked up by Trump supporters. I think it was Josie the Libertarian that maybe first made it viral. She has a huge following on X. And then it became this big viral trend, and Trump supporters were sharing this video of it was Hassan Piker screaming when Trump said it. And then the guy that made it said, "No, I hate Trump. They're stealing my video." And we're like, "Well, this is actually hilarious, and now we're making fun of you." So who knows? Who knows the origin story of the Trump cat dog remix? But again, that's why I'm just like this level of uncertainty where I just don't know. I'm just not sure. All right, we got a lot of callers in Florida, and so maybe we should stick there and go to Paul in Florida. Paul, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Great show. Thank you for taking the call.
Thank you for calling.
So, Owen, I personally witnessed a flight come into Jacksonville, Florida, where immigrants got off. They had these brown paper bags.
Oh, yeah, the envelopes, the manila envelopes with how to speak English, and they got their money in there and everything.
Exactly, and I asked the police officer there. I said, "Is and he, this man was an African American police officer." I said, "Can I ask you a question? Are these people illegals being flown in?" And reluctantly, he shook his head and he said, "Yeah." I said, "Why can't they be sent back? Why can't ICE deport them?" And he said, "ICE are the ones that are filtering them up into the center part of the country."
No, it's bizarre. And the then, world.
Yeah, and then I called DeSantis's office. Several times I got a staffer finally, and the staffer said, "I don't know if you'll get an answer personally, but he is aware of it." And then I emailed Ashley Moody, the attorney general, and said, "Are you going to be suing the Biden administration?" And at first I got this real bland response that, well, it's really a federal program. But just recently I found out she is suing for some records of the Biden administration about these immigrants. So my question to you, Owen, is, why can't these governors, if they're states' rights, why can't they send these people back?
What you have is spineless cowards, would be the simple answer, Paul. You have spineless cowards, and it is Republicans. And it's not just governors who could be doing a lot more. And look, I mean, it's sad, but it's true. You know, DeSantis is probably the best Republican governor in the country, and even he's allowing this to happen based off of what I'm hearing. And they have sued the Biden administration, and they have tried to stop this from happening, and I think they've even flown or bust some up the East Coast. Same thing goes on here in Texas, and Abbott talks a big talk and tries to flex his muscles when he can, but they're invading here in Texas 100%. We've documented that. It's crazy. And then you sit there, and it's just like what you're saying. You're at the airport, you're watching them come in, you film the whole thing, you ask anybody there, law enforcement of any kind, TSA, Homeland Security, local police, state police, doesn't matter. "Hey, why are these illegals coming in here? We can't do anything. This happens every day. We can't do anything. This happens every day." And it's just like, what do you mean you can't do anything? So where does this come from? That breaking the law is allowed. So we just pick and choose who gets to break the law now, or what laws get to be broken, or by whom, and we just sit here and take it. And so, yes, the governors could be doing something. The attorneys general could be doing something. The Congress, the Republicans in Congress should be doing the most. And it's sad. It's sad. It's sad that that is the feckless, spineless cowardice of the Republican Party. I don't know how else to respond to that, Paul. That's the best answer I can give to you.
Absolutely. And I tried to speak to them. There were four of them, and they gave me the dumb look that they didn't understand English. But then finally, the black fella, because I heard French, so I said to him, where are you from? And he said, Haiti. And then I said, where are you going? And he showed me like a boarding pass. He said, New York. So they were probably flying them into Florida, then dispersing them in other places.
Yeah. And they get their directions. It's all in that manila envelope. By the way, this is what they talk about. Thank you for the call, Paul. This is what Kamala Harris now is talking about. It's the Republicans that didn't want to vote for the bill. We wanted to put more money in border security. We wanted to put more money to help facilitate the problem. That's what she's talking about. They're not talking about stopping anybody. They're talking about hiring the people that fill those manila envelopes. They're talking about hiring the people that process all the flights. That's what they're talking about. That's where the money is going. And so the Republicans say, this isn't a border security bill. This is funding illegal immigration bill. This is funding the invasion of the company bill. We're not going to vote for it. And then the Democrats just say, oh, this was the bill to stop the immigration, and the Republicans voted it down. And they know the Democrat voter is a no information, low IQ voter, and so they fall for it. And that's the silly game we play. That's the wicked game that gets played on us. And then you just watch it happen at your airport. But I mean, God forbid, if you didn't have your ID, or folks, can you imagine? Let's say you tried to bring a water bottle onto an airplane. You tried to bring a water bottle past TSA. Wow. What were you thinking? I mean, you thought you could bring a liquid? You thought you could bring a contained liquid into the airport? You must be out of your mind. But yeah, you just saw an illegal immigrant with a backpack full of God knows what, with a manila envelope filled with directions and flights and a debit card. Yeah. But you, the dirty American, you got to get zapped by that body scanner. You, the dirty American, you got to pay $5 for a bottle of water because you're not allowed to bring it in. You dirty American. And we just sit here and take it. We just sit here and take it. And I, for one, am damn sick and tired of it. Let's go to Robert in Florida. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, man. This is how bad it is. We're going to go back in the time travel thing.
Go ahead.
I was stationed in Panama back in 1994 to 96. I caught a detail where I'm supposed to go do a door gunner thing and go to Port-au-Prince. I decided my buddy takes it. He'd already been in Somalia. He was on 10th Mountain. He'd already been in Desert Storm. And he takes it. When that dude got back,
I'm sorry. My phone screener had a fumble finger there. What happened when he got back?
Oh, he wanted to kill me. He was like, you should have taken it. But I was already wounded and everything. And Michael Young can explain that to you.
So I'm sorry, we accidentally dropped you there for a second. So it was that bad, give me the context here.
Yes. Okay. All right. You want me to start over?
No. It was basically you said when he got back, and then we dropped you.
Oh, yeah. When he got back, he said you should have taken that one. He said that's the worst thing I've ever seen. He was, and then I would hear about it. He goes, dude, they were killing dogs. for no reason, and then the necklacing of kids, and we weren't allowed to even fire on them to stop the kids. I was like, Lou, that's how bad Haiti is.
No, but Conan O'Brien said it's great. He had a margarita and a coconut.
No, my buddy, he was 40 yards away, and these are just regular grunts, not anything super special. And he was going to pull the trigger when they were necklacing an 11, 12-year-old kid up and was told you can't shoot. And then Michael Yon might know Pac-Man because that's back in his day. And, it's just, dude, and now it's here. And I'm just kind of laughing. But at the same time, these people have no clue what's coming. And this ain't even the story. I've known about the Haitians being here for 6 months and what's been going on. But now that it's national, boys, what's going to happen? What do the civilians do? Do they go after the pawns of the Haitians? Or do they just start, what's the movie, the World War II movie, after it's all over? They start giving haircuts to the women that sided with the Nazis? Something's got to happen here, or this thing's going to blow.
Well, and the message that's being sent loud and clear is non-citizens, illegal immigrants, are the top priority. You, the American citizen, you need to step back. You, the American citizen, you're going to the bottom of the totem pole. And so you're going to work harder than you've ever had to work because you can't afford your bills. But then your money is going to go to these invaders, and then they're going to get stuff for free. And it all happens right in front of your face. And who knows? They might take, a little Sparky or, your cat whiskers out of the backyard and chop them up for dinner, too. And you can't do anything about it because they are the priority. They're more important.
No, this is the point. When do we stand up and say, no, this ain't going to happen? We actually, in conservative areas, you get that jury on there goes, what the heck?
No, well, look, I mean, unfortunately, a jury of your peers in any liberal city, I mean, just forget about it. They're basically retarded. So that's not going to go well. I mean, maybe in Springfield, Missouri, where people aren't brain dead, you could be. Let me try to basically answer your question, Robert. Thank you for the call. When the American people completely lose faith in the system, or when the American people have lost all faith in the integrity of elections, then the culture will change. I mean, I don't have an exact specific answer. I get what you're saying. I get what you're asking. But most people still aren't where you're at. I mean, most people still don't even know this is going on. So there's still a level of awakening that has to happen. And we've definitely pushed it. We've pushed it to a maximum as far as all-time highs in recent history. So this election is going to be a pivotal moment. And I just wonder, is anybody going to believe if Kamala Harris wins? I mean, really? Is anybody going to believe that was fair and honest? So it's not going to be like 2020 where you had like 30% of the American population thought that it was stolen from Trump. And now it's like 40, 50. It's going to be like the night of the election. You'll have 40, 50%, maybe more, say they don't believe that Kamala Harris won. And should they pull that? That might be the grid down moment. That might be the big censorship moment. If they just declare Kamala the winner, and then the number one story everywhere that isn't controlled media is that it was stolen from Trump, that might be the kill switch moment. And they try to put out that fire because they just can't have it again. They just it's too devastating for them if that thing got out. So that's, yeah. I mean, we're in. I mean, these are epic times. There's no doubt about it. Let's. Look at it like this. This happened last month, or. Yeah, it was last month or earlier this month. Never seen anything like it. family found dead after fire but was not killed by the flames. Police continue to search for answers after family of four killed. This was in Irondequoit. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. New York. Say Irondequoit, New York. So house burned down, family massacred inside. They said it wasn't from the fire. They were brutally murdered. The officers that had to go in there and the police chief during a press conference started crying. It was so bad. It was one of the worst things I've ever seen. Well, they finally have arrested the suspect. Man charged with murder of family of four in Irondequoit. Dominican man accused of killing family caught in New York was also wanted for a 2019 murder and came into the country under the Biden-Harris administration. Part of the Biden-Harris open border plans. And it appears at this point, and they're taking their time with this investigation, the police chief explained this, and they're still investigating exactly everything that went on. But right now, it looks like the story is this illegal immigrant who was already a murderer, who got in the Biden-Harris open borders, murdered this family, and then burned the house down to try to hide the evidence. That's what we're getting. How about voter fraud? They're doing that too. Clip six.
An undocumented woman from North Alabama has pleaded guilty to voting and passport fraud. The Department of Justice says 42-year-old Angelica Marina Francisco obtained the identity of a U.S. citizen back in 2011. She used the false identity to get a passport and vote in the 2016 and 2020 primary and general elections. The DOJ says the penalty for aggravated identity theft is 2 years in prison. The maximum penalty for false statements in an application for a passport using the passport and a false claim of citizenship for voting is a total of 25 years in prison.
So there you go. Let's squeeze in a phone call here. Hammer in Florida, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Nice to talk to you. Glad you're out, man. It's been a while since I last talked to you.
Thank you.
But yeah, I was listening to that video clip of somebody saying that we can't send the illegal immigrants back to Venezuela because they just block up the runways at the airport. Well, I mean, we could just strap a parachute to them and just kick them out the plane. I mean, the men, of course, not. I wouldn't do that to the women and the children, but you know what I mean? Just, you know, how about we have a D-Day on Venezuela, like all their criminals?
Well, look, see, here's the overall point that you're making here. If the federal government had the will to do it, they can do it, okay? They can do it 100%, guarantee it, whether it's out of an airplane or flying them. It's not going to block up any runways. If 21 million Americans decided not to pay their taxes, do you think the IRS would struggle to get them at all? Do you think the IRS would say, nope, it's too many, we can't do it?
Print more money. But I got the will to do it. I'll do it. You can put me in charge, and we'll get started tomorrow.
Why don't you maybe give Kamala Harris a call? Tell her you just need 21 million parachutes. The point is, Hammer, okay. Thank you for the call. The point is, they're going to come up with all these excuses why we can't deport them. Oh, blocking up this or too many that. Bullshit. If 21 million Americans didn't pay their taxes, the IRS would spend years hunting them down if they had to. You know it.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness
at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars is listener-supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health, too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow, and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Infowars.com/show.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's take a look at a couple of big lies. Big lies from Kamala Harris that Trump really got her ass on. And the one, it's strange enough, nobody's really kind of followed up with this. And so it's like the liberals and the Democrats are kind of like hush hush, or like let's pretend she didn't say that. I don't know. Or they just don't care. Maybe that's probably what it is. They just don't care. Kamala is brat after all, slay queen. So she said, Trump got her to say that Democrats do not support abortion after 6 months. He got her to say that. She said that and then denied that any Democrat ever did. Well, here's 4 minutes of Democrats saying they support abortion up to birth in clip 8.
Do you support any restrictions on abortion?
I don't. I've always believed...
Even in the third trimester?
Do
you think there should be any limitation on abortion?
No, I do not.
Up till now, my understanding is there wasn't a limit on when in a pregnancy a woman could receive an abortion. Have you set any limit on
that? There are no limits. Is there a cutoff for you before that point?
No, to me, it's a reproductive, it's a healthcare decision. It's up to women to make that decision.
Where it's obvious that a woman is about to give birth, she has physical signs that she is about to give birth, would that still be a point at which she could request an abortion if she was so certified?
My bill would allow that, yes.
Virginia's governor says he has no regrets on his comments earlier this week defending abortion, even as a baby is being born.
If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mothers.
Are you for what he said, or late-term abortion, or the moments that he was talking about where you would keep a woman comfortable after she was giving birth in case she wanted to abort her third-term child?
I don't know all his comments, but what I do know is that I am for a woman having the right to make a choice about her own body.
State lawmakers in New York approved a law permitting abortion in the state up until birth. Cuomo applauded the legislation and marked the occasion by lighting the spire of the One World Trade Center pink to celebrate.
8 months into pregnancy, should a woman be allowed legally to have an abortion?
Again, I've told you I believe women's right to choose, period.
At the Capitol today, a House committee approved a bill that would remove restrictions on abortions performed in Minnesota.
The bill would erase the requirements such as parental notification, or that clinics can only handle first trimester abortions, that patients be told about possible links to cancer, and the 24-hour waiting period. The bill would repeal a law that requires doctors to save any baby born alive during an abortion.
Those in favor of Prop 1 include Governor Newsom, the California Democratic Party, and abortion rights groups such as the Planned Parenthood affiliates of California.
It would remove all restrictions on abortion, allowing for late-term abortion even up until the moment of birth, even if both mother and baby are healthy.
Now, he is vowing to fight here and says this new law makes it very clear where California stands on the issue as a sanctuary for abortion care.
Governor Gavin Newsom announced a new abortion marketing website establishing California as the nation's taxpayer-funded abortion state.
The president is prepared to sign the Women's Health Protection Act, the so-called Women's Health Protection Act, that would have nullified states and religious freedom laws across the country with respect to abortions and allowed late-term abortions without any notable restrictions in most cases.
Does he support any limits on abortion?
He supports the right of a woman to make choices about her own body.
Do you support any limitation on abortion, or does it? Do you think that women should have the right to have an abortion all the way up to 9 months?
That should be a choice made between a doctor and a woman. You do it by not setting arbitrary gestational limits.
Do you believe at any point in pregnancy, whether it's at 6 weeks or 8 weeks or 24 weeks or whenever, that there should be any limit on a woman's right to have an abortion?
I trust women to draw the line.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Now, they just let her get away with that. But we know the Democrat Party's policy very loud and clear, as you just saw. They do not support limits on abortion at all. At all. Now, really, this shouldn't even be a debate. Many countries, abortion is totally illegal. Most countries, it's very limited. Most European liberal countries, it's very limited. Definitely no limits. But really, this debate should be had about do we ban it or do we make it after the heartbeat? Now let me be clear. I'm not saying my stance is it should be illegal. I would say the debate could be had about rape and incest or maybe other medical issues that could ensue. These are less than 1% of abortions. And then if you want to have an actual policy debate, it has to be, after a heartbeat, there is no debate. You're killing a baby. There is no debate. The debate's done. Science has shown that. So no, when Harris says, oh no, the Democrats aren't for no limits, we don't believe in it after 6 months, she's lying. The Democrats' party policy is loud and clear. They do not believe in limits, which is barbaric. Barbaric compared to most of the civilized world and liberal Europe that is very restrictive. But She gets away with that lie. Nobody calls her on it because they don't care, because the Democrats are all in on it. Like, yeah, we'll lie. See, Democrats know that Democrats lie, so they let other Democrats get away with a lie because they know, oh, you're lying to get power. Cool. We won't say anything. Same with the media. Same with the moderators. By the way, here's another one. Remember when Kamala Harris said that nobody was deployed in a war zone right now? Boy, that would be ironic if American men and women who were deployed in a war zone were actually watching that live.
Well, I'll tell you, I agreed with President Biden's decision to pull out of Afghanistan. Four presidents said they would, and Joe Biden did. And as a result, America's taxpayers are not paying the $300 million a day we were paying for that endless war. And as of today, there is not one member of the United States military who is in active duty in a combat zone in any war zone around the world. The first time this century.
Wait, what?
But let's understand.
So where the fuck are we right now?
Well, that's awkward. That's awkward. All right, well, speaking of, let's go to Andy in Missouri, Coast Guard veteran. He'll weigh in on this. He's been to Haiti as well. Andy, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how you doing today? I was calling in. I was deployed several times down doing Haitian migration operations in the early 90s. I was down on the Valiant, the Vigilant, and the Escanaba. And it was really weird because how we used to reparate them, it really changed because we'd pick up like a first times and then we'd take them over and you'd have all the Red Cross workers and everything and they would take everybody back into wherever they went into Port-au-Prince because they wouldn't let us even tie up. We couldn't touch boots on the ground over there at all. So we would put a stern line and a bow line over and then the gangway and have they'd go over. And then afterwards, we'd keep seeing more and more of them. And then you'd see the Red Cross workers would be taking all the children one way, and then military guys would be taking all the adults the other way.
Mm-hmm. And we know what happens with those children.
Exactly. And then after that, they really changed up the whole process, and whenever we'd pick up more, we would actually reparate them to Guantanamo Bay in Cuba and hold them there until they decided what to do with them. But, I mean, just observing the simple behavior of these people, and I understand that they're from, you know, a third world country and everything, but I've seen these people. What we would do is we'd get them and we'd put them on the flight deck and we would create free flow toilets for them to use and serve them food and everything. And of course, we'd be down on the fantail having a cigarette or something, and you'd have a big old golden shower come flying down on you.
Yeah, they probably never even saw a toilet before. Andy, I'm out of time this segment. Thank you for the call.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com. Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Information from veterans on this Haiti situation. We got so many great veterans in our audience, and see, they won't tell you the full story in the mainstream media. They just say, nope, none of it's going on. Ha ha ha. I'm David Manure, the debate moderator. That's not happening, Trump. Oh yeah, okay. And there's no invasion, there's no illegal immigrants, and but Trump-Russia collusion is real, don't you see? And yeah, that's the story they want you to believe. But we got Sean in North Carolina who says differently. He's an Army veteran. Sean, go ahead.
Oh, hey, Owen. How you doing? I'll get to it real quick. To build on what the last couple callers were talking about, I was a reconnaissance driver for – I was 19 at the time. I was there from 95 to 96. And I was attached to a engineering unit. They had actually done some good work. We built a fixed bridge over there, and we did a lot with the drainage that would fill in. But building on what the other two guys were saying is, I drove over every trail, every road in that entire country, all through the mountains, and the way it is you can stop on a trail in the middle of nowhere and there would be nobody around. You'd open up your MRE, start having your lunch, and within 5 minutes people would just start walking out of the tree line, and your Humvee would be surrounded by 30 or 40 people
just looking for food, or what?
Yeah, they just, you like, you don't know where they came from. It's just like, where were they a minute ago and why are they here now? And you're just completely surrounded. So it's like, if you took all those people and moved them over here, I don't even know how they could function.
Well, that's so what's going on. They're not functioning. That's exactly, I think, kind of the point of the story beyond just the invasion factor. They're taking these Haitians who don't know. They've lived in the third world their whole life, generations, and they're dropping them off in middle America. They don't know what to do. And then they give them a car and they run it into a telephone pole.
Well, yeah, then so you're completely surrounded. They come out of the wood line. You don't know where they're living. They don't know anything. And then you get down into the lower areas where all the water would wash in, all the drainage was filled up, and you drive through a village that was 2 foot of mud, and they barely have any structures, and there'd be hundreds and hundreds of people, like, sitting in the mud, not doing anything, babies crying. It was just, like, it was horrible. And also during this time is when they removed Aristide. I was actually at the ceremony when they switched, when they basically removed Aristide and put in Preval. So they completely disarmed the whole country. And I think it's gotten 10 times worse since I was over there because there's no structure to anything. And
well, it's a lot harder to kidnap children if the parents are armed, you know.
Man, I'm telling you. When I was attached to the United Nations force over there, and you had like the Canadians and the Pakistanis, and there was all kinds of units. And there's, you know, when you're 19, you don't really understand everything that's going on around you. But when you get older, you kind of. But there was a lot of stuff going on that they talked about with like some of those other units picking up kids, and people were disappearing. And then the Navy guy said the ships were offshore. I remember the ships being out there. And, you know, when you start thinking back, you know, it's just like it was all happening right in front of you, but you didn't realize it. So it's all real, you know, and that's exactly the way, like how those people are living here is exactly how it was when I was over there. And I couldn't even imagine putting that many of them together in one place without, you know, without some kind of, you know, program to get them acclimated to, you know, actual civil life. So,
well, they've done it, and it's now one of the biggest stories, if not the biggest story in the country, thanks to Donald Trump and then the moderator, David Manure, lying about it. Sean, appreciate your call. Thank you so much. It sounds like, based off what Sean is saying, that if you do want to go visit a Haitian village, you're probably going to need a big truck with a big lift and big fat tires. That's what it sounds like. Now, I don't know if anybody in this audience plans on visiting a village in Haiti. Probably not. But if you want to, I think we've got the truck for you. I think we've got the only truck now that might be able to make it through a village in Haiti and get out alive. And you can get this truck by shopping at alexjonesstore.com, where we have new InfoWars apparel. You notice we don't really sell much at the InfoWars store anymore, so now it's at alexjonesstore.com. And with every purchase at alexjonesstore.com, you get entries to win that truck. And let me just tell you, the size here, it measured up. This truck is even bigger in person. It's even more glorious in person. So, yeah, when Alex Jones is standing next to it, the engine block probably comes to about the top of his head. That's how monstrous this truck is. It's just absolutely, it's just a thing of beauty. But when you shop at alexjonesstore.com, purchase a t-shirt, purchase a product, that will get you an entry, multiple entries actually, into the raffle to win that truck. And so you might, if you're going to visit a Haitian village and you want to get out alive, you might want to get some t-shirts and enter to win that truck. It might be your only hope. And then the Haitian children in the villages will be standing and cheering and applauding when you pull up in that glorious, magnificent Prospector XL truck that you won in a raffle from alexjonesstore.com. By the way, have you guys noticed? I got to say something. I want to give big props to the callers today. Because anybody that's been listening to me for a while, and the crew definitely does, and I wonder if they know where I'm about to go here. Because I've ranted before on the air about this. It's just, I just, one of my biggest pet peeves, and sometimes it's why I don't take calls even, is when I go to a caller and, oh, hey, how are you doing? What's up? Am I on the air? Hello? And we waste like 10, 15 seconds in the exchange before the caller starts going. Every caller today has gone right to the subject. Every caller. And I've actually like kind of disrupted because I pick up and I say, hey, and then I like disrupt because I expect them to like ask me a question or wait for my answer. And they just go right into the topic. Big ups for the callers. This is like therapeutic for me today. My pet peeve is almost, it's never going to go away, but it's been very relieving today. Full faith and credit in callers restored. All right, let's go to Missouri Mike. I bet you can guess where he is. Missouri Mike, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
No, see, hey, I'm not responding to
do
that.
Me a favor when you get, do me a favor when you get back to St. Louis. Save me a six-pack of that Cuck Light because I got to kill the poison ivy on the fence rope. Hey, I just wanted to thank you. I was talking to the guy in the studio there, and how proud I am of you and Chase and Harrison. And Al. I've only been listening for a year, and it's all I listen to. Let's get past the comedy here. I'm a United States Marine. I've been around this world three times. And you realize one thing. There's nothing like home. And that's the sad part. 40% of this country has no idea what it's like to be home and, you know, to love this country. And I called you about 3 months ago and the shit that's happened, excuse my language, in 3 months has just, it gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And my question is, I know we want to be peaceful and we want to do this, but at what point does an insurrection become a revolution? Because the stuff that's happening, and actually my best friend that is a Marine and lives in Ohio, I should be going there. We're flying out to Florida for a Marine Corps reunion. We've got about 60 guys showing up down in Florida for a Marine Corps reunion around November 1st, which I called my buddy, and he thinks I'm nuts. I was like, man, I'm worried about stuff going down. He's like, man, you need to stop, blah, blah, blah. But ultimately,
well, look, your concern here, and I want to respond before the break, and I got a guest coming up. Your concern here is not, you're not alone. I would just say this in response. I believe we can have a political revolution. I believe we can have a cultural revolution. I believe we can have a philosophical revolution, and that's how we're going to save this country. And so that's why I do what I do. And, you know, you feel like we're on the verge. We're at the turning point. We're at the fork in the road right now of which way we want to go. And it's just the beginning either way.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products. for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Share this message right now at band.video.
I got a couple clips here, and I'm not sure. Are 9 and 14 the same guys? Are both of them Putin, but then the one is the translated version, and then the one is the Russian version? I think that's the case. So, look, we got a serious issue here, but let me just play what Vladimir Putin said and then respond to that. So here it is, translated, clip 14.
Recently, we've seen and heard discussions at high levels in the UK and U.S., about allowing the Kiev regime to strike deep into Russian territory with Western long-range weapons. It seems this decision is either imminent or has already been made. These are certainly extraordinary developments. I'd like to ask you to comment on what's happening. There's an attempt to substitute concepts. We're not talking about permitting or prohibiting Kiev from striking Russian territory. They already do so with drones and other means, but using Western-made long-range precision weapons is a completely different story. As I've said before, and experts on both sides will confirm, the Ukrainian army is incapable of conducting strikes with modern Western high-precision long-range systems. She can't do that. This is only possible with satellite intel that Ukraine doesn't have. It's data from EU or US satellites, basically NATO satellites. That's the first point. Second, and crucially, only NATO military can input flight missions for these systems. Ukrainian soldiers can't do this. So it's not about letting Ukraine strike Russia with these weapons. It's about deciding if NATO countries are directly involved in the conflict. If they decide yes, it means NATO, US, and European countries are in the war in Ukraine. That's direct involvement. This drastically changes the nature of the conflict. It would mean NATO, US, and European countries are at war with Russia. If so, given this change, we'll respond based on the threats we face.
So, aside from the obvious potential escalation, and that's kind of how these things develop, Russia and Ukraine has kind of been out of the news for a while. I mean, Ukraine just did blow up a Russian skyscraper. We showed that the other day. But Russia, Ukraine's kind of been out of the news, really, as far as it being a serious issue. But that's kind of how these things, it's just like, boom, it's like the flip of a switch, and then it's the next escalation. But here's the obvious question, I think. Aside from the potential of an escalation and then where it goes from there with Russia and Putin, very serious rhetoric there directed at the West. Who's running these policies currently? Who is currently in charge of running these policies? Who is currently in charge of foreign relations, foreign affairs, foreign policy? Who's currently in charge of communications with foreign regimes, either Europe, NATO, Ukraine, Russia? From the United States of America's perspective, who's in charge? It's not Joe Biden. It's not Kamala Harris. So who's running this right now? Who's running this? Who's running this with a potential escalation right now? Who's running this with Vladimir Putin saying we better not see Western weapons or American weapons used, or there will be a significant escalation. I mean, that's right at us, folks. So who's representing the United States right now? You really think it's Joe Biden and Harris? Of course not. So who is it? Kind of an important question, don't you think?
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
The antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're joined now by Michael Yon, and a couple things, and I don't really care for him to expand on this, but I figure it's worth mentioning. I guess certain conservative media outlets and shows are no longer having formal contact or inviting him on. I don't understand why that is, even if I do have some differences in some of his political opinions and takes. He has imperative information when it comes to the pipeline on illegal immigration, so I just don't get that. So I just wanted to be clear in case you saw some of that going on, and I don't really care if Michael expands on that or not, because I want him to talk about the illegal immigration pipeline that he's been covering boots on the ground for years now, probably been in over a dozen countries covering this story. I mean, multiple languages, multiple points in the forest. I mean, you name it, he's got his boots to the ground. And so, Michael, now that we see this Haitian migrant story blowing up in Ohio, the first question I want to ask you, which I don't understand why more people aren't asking this. I don't understand why there aren't hearings going on with this right now. Well, I do, I guess. The Republicans are cowards.
Yeah.
How are they getting there? How are Haitians getting to Central Ohio?
Actually, Owen, thanks for having me on. This is a very good way to start my day. I'm actually in Bangkok. It's 5:07 in the morning. So I'm going to have a lot going on today because it's happening here too, by the way, but on a smaller scale so far. But let me talk about the Haitians, the Haitians, the Haitians. After I got out of the army, I went back to Florida where I'm from, and two of my friends, that I knew many years, were then working for the Polk County Sheriff's Office. I'm from Polk County, Florida, Winter Haven, Florida. And both of them told me stories constantly about Haitians. We're talking late 80s, right? And so they were constantly telling me about voodoo, rolling the bones, and for, you know, and actually we still joke about rolling the bones together as you know, when it's like the voodoo stuff they would do in the jail, like take chicken bones and roll them for whatever voodoo practice they're doing. But anyway, the bottom line is that the Haitians would just do amazing amounts of violence in the jail, and they were constantly in the jail for violence, right? And so that was in the late 80s. That's always been in my mind because they, and I was just talking with one of them yesterday about it after all these years. Anyway, fast forward here. I'm down in the Darien Gap after Biden was installed. I was down there with Chuck Colton in Misako Ganaha, and we saw a lot of Haitians coming through. At that time, it was mostly Haitians and Cubans, right? At that time. That would have been right after Biden was installed. And everybody down in Colombia, where we were in Colombia as well. We were in Panama, Mexico, Texas. Everybody was talking about how violent the Haitians are, including the Kuna Indians and the Imbara Indians out in the Darien Gap. Nobody wanted the Haitians around. And in fact, one of the One of the Border Patrol told me about how they destroyed one of their buses, hijacked one of our bus. And then I was talking with an airline pilot, but sort of one of the commercial pilots who flies and repatriates people, right? This would have been about 3 years ago in McAllen. I saw where they landed at the private part of the airport there at McAllen Airport, and I was in there in the local part of the airport, and then I found out where the pilots stayed, what hotel they stayed in. So I checked into the hotel. So I stayed in that hotel for, I don't know, 10 days, 2 weeks, so I could talk with the pilots, right? And so I talked with the pilots quite a lot in the crew, and they told us about the violence. For instance, one time they were taking some Haitians back to Haiti, and they destroyed the aircraft. He showed me some photos. He wouldn't give them to me, but I mean, they like ripped the seats out of the floor of the aircraft. And I don't know how you rip the seats out of the floor of an airline. It must have been, you know, they were trying to get through the plastic part of the window to, you know, get through a window and that sort of thing. I mean, he showed me photos. He wouldn't give me the photos, and he wouldn't let me videotape the photos other than just a couple glimpses I got. But the bottom line is, Haitians, right? Now, how do they get there? In the past, many of the Haitians, about 3 years ago, they were three, four years ago, they were mostly coming through places like Chile first, because there's many Haitians that were in Chile and they'd been there for years because of the previous earthquake and that sort of thing. So many of them had Chilean IDs, right? And had been there for quite a long time, and they had jobs there and that sort of thing. They had no reason to go to the United States because Chile's a nice place. Others started coming through when they realized they could get to the United States. They were being aided to go through by the United Nations, IOM, HIAS, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. And I physically saw this with HIAS, by the way. Every time I mention HIAS, people go, oh, you're anti-Semitic. And I'm like, well, just stop giving them money. You know, in HIAS.org, it's got a whole big list of major donors. So anyway, Catholic Charities helps up in the Mexico and Texas area, but not down in the Darien Gap. It's mostly United Nations, UNHCR, all the United Nations, ecosystem there. About more than 60 NGOs, IGOs, are down there in the City of Knowledge in Panama City, Ciudad de Saber, right across from the Miraflores locks at the Panama Canal, right? I've spent, I don't know, months there. So I'm there all the time. And so what I'm getting to is there's an entire ecosystem of NGOs there, and there's a similar one over in Philippines for this theater of operations. I'm in Asia now. And the main headquarters for all those guys is at the City of Knowledge in Panama City, Panama. Why is it there? That used to be the U.S. Army South headquarters. For the veterans who are watching this, it was Fort Clayton. So your old headquarters that we were in guarding, I wasn't there. I mean, I wasn't there as a soldier, but I mean, it was Fort Clayton. It was the U.S. Army South headquarters right across from the Miraflores locks. Out my hotel window, there's a Holiday Inn there right next to the IOM, like 5 minutes walk from the IOM, who is the main invasion sort of NGO. It's all right across in the Panama Canal. I watch ships going back and forth, right? So these are the guys. So how do Haitians get there? Haitians were facilitated by IOM, the UN, HIAS, and UNHCR, the whole who's who in the zoo, right? Now, eventually, there's still Haitians that come through. I see Haitians every day. But eventually, Nicaragua made it easier for them because Nicaragua doesn't like us. And so they let a lot of the Cubans and Haitians go directly to Nicaragua now. So a lot of the Haitians, I don't see quite as many Cubans. I see far fewer Cubans coming through the Darien Gap now. Again, it used to be Cubans and Haitians, right? It used to be, those were the, I mean, there was a lot more other people coming through, but the number one and two groups were Cubans and Haitians, and they would kind of vacillate back and forth. And there was a little bit of an ant trail of Chinese coming through at that time. At that time, it was like two Chinese a day, zero today, four today. That's because I got a lot of the records, right? So I knew how many were actually coming through. So the bottom line is, I started talking with the Chinese, and I realized that's why I started saying China, this will end up being a major Chinese invasion route, because it was obvious based on stuff I picked up down there. And now it's a major Chinese invasion route. But the Haitians, now have been flooded through. And by the way, we went over to Bahamas recently, went over there again with Masako Ganaha and Ann Vanderseel. Why did we go to Bahamas? Because Bahamas is that other border that a lot of people don't realize. So, and there's a huge Chinese port right off the Florida coast in the Bahamas. Anybody that's been to the Bahamas knows how close that is to Florida. A lot of Haitians come through there, right? So we went there, talked with key people, and you know, Haitians come up on the beaches of Florida all the time. And then they come everywhere from Key West to Fort Lauderdale and that sort of thing and do their thing. So the Haitians are getting in many ways. They get flown in by our government, even though some have been flown out at times. But mostly, I mean, I don't know what the actual ratio is, but let's just say for argument's sake, 99-1, you know, 99 get in and one gets sent back. It can't be that large of a number. But the numbers of people coming in is tremendous. And again, a lot of them are flown in by the government, and they're flown, as you already know that, Owen. Yeah, you've been down on the border. I mean, I'm telling you a lot of things you already know, but I know the audience doesn't know.
That's what I was trying to get to, because, you know, I've obviously been to the southern border, but you've actually been to the other countries that are essentially border countries now. They're not, but they are because of this practice. And that's the obvious question. I mean, Haiti is not a landlocked country. So somebody's finding ways to get them off of their non-landlocked country and into ours. I assumed it was, you know, a flight would be the main way. Who's facilitating these flights?
Oh, actually, you know, I went down to Dominican Republic, which is on the same island as Haiti, and was there for a better part of a week with Chuck Holton, the same fellow I went to Colombia and Panama with and many other countries. And so we went there to the Dominican Republic, and we went to a Haitian church and sort of hired a preacher, I guess you could call it, and he was Haitian. And so, actually I got my haircut by some a Haitian guy on a stool in a little village there in the Dominican Republic. Anyway, the Dominican Republic government kicked out. How many did they kick out? Was it 160-something thousand? I'm sorry, my memory's wrong in the numbers, but it was a lot. They kicked out a huge amount of Haitians. So when you're driving from Dominican Republic over to Haiti, you go through a lot of checkpoints. And we were with this Haitian preacher,
well,
by the way.
The Dominican Republic, they don't want the Haitians in there.
No. And so we went to the border, right? We went to the Dominican Republic Haiti border, and it felt quite dangerous. I mean, cause we were a lot of Haitians there, and they have a wall there, actually. I mean, it's a wall that would keep, you know, a dog out, you know, it's put it like this. It's not Trump's border wall.
Well, it's crazy. It's this fence line. I don't know if you've ever seen the image, but the fence line or the wall line between Haiti and Dominican Republic, it's insane. I mean, you'd think that Haiti's like a cursed land or something. It's green on the Dominican side, and then it's like dead and brown on the Haitian side.
Right. That's right. I mean, because they've chopped down every tree. They've chopped down. Look at Google Earth, and you can see where the satellite photography, where the rivers, because there's no trees, they just dump that mud into the sea. And the photos from the satellite photos, you can just see the sea is just filled with mud that used to be up, you know, growing corn up on the mountainside or whatever. And so, yeah, but, you know, the wall is not very serious between Dominican Republic and Haiti. However, there are men there with M16s, and we talked with some of them, and I think they said they fired like 5 bullets a year or something. But in any case, they're there with rifles, and that's what really keeps the Haitians out is the Dominican Army.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's military, I'm guessing.
Oh yeah, they were army. Yep. And they had old M16s and that sort of thing. They're taught by our special forces. Yep.
That's ironic. It's, you know, that's where our military belongs, is at our southern border. So it sounds like, though, cause this is why I think the Haitian story is beyond just them getting dumped into middle America. It exposes how there's an entire system that brings them here. I mean, this is not a cheap system. This is expensive. This is well-organized, well-maintained machine, well-oiled machine to facilitate Haitians. Because, I mean, it's not like the Haitian in the middle of the forest wakes up one day and thinks, I'm gonna go to America. So, I mean, there is an agenda to bring them here. There's a journey to bring them off of the godforsaken island and into Springfield, Ohio.
Oh, yeah. And it'll be nothing but violence. Again, I want to reiterate, when I was in Colombia and Panama and various other countries like Guatemala and Mexico, every single country is like, we don't want any more Haitians here. They don't want any Haitians. I mean, they're fine with a lot of other people. Don't give them any trouble. But specifically, they point to Haitians. They're not pointing to black people. They're pointing to Haitians, right? They're not pointing to Nigerians and all that. They're pointing to Haitians. They cause a lot of problems. I've been warning about it since forever. And, of course, they're like, oh, you're a racist. You know how this goes. I don't need to go into that. The clowns will say these things, and now they're getting raped and killed. So, I mean, the bottom line is that some fish don't mix well in the same aquarium. We've had these people, you know, filling up our aquarium with violent fish that are going to eat a lot of people, literally eat a lot of people. And I mean, literally eat a lot of people. There's a lot of cannibalism still in Haiti. I mean, that's pretty well known. And nothing's changed. And now we have them out. You know, years ago, I published numerous times, and I said on a lot of interviews, as you know, I've said it before, I've spent most of my life downrange in about 100 countries, right? Many of the sort of countries they came from. So I published years ago when Europe started to get invaded that they will eat your ducks and they will eat your, they'll eat your geese, your ducks, your pigeons, your sparrows. They will eat your dogs and your cats, and they will eat you, literally, not just Haitians, but a lot of these people coming in. And, of course, that freaked a lot of people out, and I'm just like, set your clock, write it down, whatever, put it. It will happen. I'm telling you, I live in these countries, in a lot of these countries. I spend years in them. It's not a question of if, it's a matter of when and how severe is it going to be. It's going to be, you know, when I was in Colombia, a Haitian actually threatened me with a machete. I mean, he could have actually chopped me up. And that's a, there are quite a few knife cultures, as you know, and there's also quite a few machete cultures. There are actual machete cultures where, you know, you go down to some of the parts of Central America or Colombia, it's famous for getting people chopped up. Look what happened between the Hutus and the Tutsis. You know, a bunch of container loads full of machetes were handed out there in Rwanda. And the next thing you know, you got arms and legs all over the place and a huge death toll, genocide from machetes. It wasn't really from firearms. It was machetes. And I keep warning people about this, like Ireland. You know, I was over in Ireland a couple of years ago. I get daily briefings from Ireland now. I mean, it's just a matter of time until Ireland gets genocide, in my opinion, in my very informed opinion. I think it's just a matter of time until you see mass murder and genocide in Ireland. And keep in mind, the Irish people are the indigenous people. There were no Indians there before the Irish. It was the Irish, right?
Well, so you got an interesting situation in Ireland now. Conor McGregor running for president. I mean, that would change the culture significantly, and I don't think he would be afraid of political correctness. He never has been before in his life. So let me kind of draw back for a second here and look at the larger issue, because to me, with what's going on in Springfield, for a lot of Americans, this is the first time it's kind of humanized the issue or brought the issue home or made people realize what's really going on. We've had 15 to 20 million illegal immigrant, illegal alien border crossings, criminal border crossings in this country under the Biden-Harris administration. I mean, that's not just a headline. And this is how I try to bring it home. This is the largest invasion in the history of the world. That's what it is. This is the largest invasion in the history of the world happening at our southern border. So what's next? You wrote the books. You predicted. What's next if we don't get 15, 20, 30 million illegal immigrants deported out of this country? What happens next, Michael Yon?
Oh, they're breeding right now. I mean, you know, I mean, they're multiplying. And these are people that can't read in any language and have no interest in reading. They're of no use in the United States. They should not be in our aquarium. They should not be in Europe. They shouldn't be in Japan. Believe it or not, Japan actually has let some in. And with predictable results, of course. And Japanese have started to face the violence as well. But it's going to be war. I mean, that's why I returned to the United States of August 2020. I've published 1,000 times since then, you know, that in 1,000 interviews, we're going into civil war, and not just civil war. There's, you know, civil war is just one sort of war that we're clearly going into. This is an invasion as well. You know, I keep hearing journalists, quote unquote, saying, you know, illegal immigrants and border crisis. There is no border crisis. We do not have a border. There's no border and there's no crisis. This is a war. This is straight up war. And there's no illegal immigrants. This is an invasion, right? Most of these people are coming from, like, a lot of the people coming in, they're not all Haitians, of course. The Chinese are going up to Maine and they're buying farmland and growing dope. And they're doing the same in Oregon and Washington State and Oklahoma. And so all these different ecosystems are coming in. The Iranians I talk with every day I'm down there, Indians, Nepalese, about 150 countries, right? And so this is a multiplayer game. Some of them are clearly here to do war, including the Chinese. I'm telling you, the Chinese Communist Party, I've been in every country in Central America. I am telling you, they are taking it over. I think it's a matter of time. I haven't seen anybody write this, but I think Colombia eventually will make a claim on Panama and say Panama is ours. I think Colombia is going to do that based on various things. And I think China will be behind them because China wants the Panama Canal. And I think at this rate, China will get the Panama Canal, which is like this artery. You know, I was talking with Mike Flynn about that, I don't know, a couple of months ago. And he's like, a lot of Americans don't realize how important the Panama Canal is.
They don't know basic geography.
And not only that, it's also a major invasion route because they're building a road down to Colombia. I used to go down.
Weren't they proposing another? When America lost control of the Panama Canal, you know, some people celebrated it. And whatever, there can be a debate there. But wasn't there a proposal for another canal to be built that would rival that?
Oh, those were before. Actually, there's a great book called The Path Between the Seas. I highly suggest that book to anybody that wants to know about the Panama Canal, and it's very helpful. And actually, that could inform you a little bit on why I think Colombia will make a go for Panama. But yeah, they looked at Colombia, they looked at Nicaragua, they looked at Mexico. Actually, there was a big information war against putting it in Mexico. They had postage stamps made. We're talking early 1900s, because the Panama Canal opened in 1914, right? And so there was a big campaign on where to make the canal. Should it go through Lake Nicaragua and Nicaragua and, you know, and through that giant freshwater lake, which I've actually been out on that lake. And then there was other people that wanted in Panama. So they actually made postage stamps saying, you know, look at all these volcanoes. There's huge amounts of massive volcanic eruptions in Nicaragua. Anyway, not to go into that. It's an interesting story. But yes, and one of the reasons I'm here in Thailand right now. And this is a little side note, but I'll only spend like, you know, a minute on it. But there's something here called the Kra Isthmus. About 10 years ago, you know, I spent years in Thailand. I spent 18, 19 years in Asia, all over Asia, right? And so, but there's this one strategic neck down here in Thailand called the Kra Isthmus, K-R-A Isthmus. And the Chinese are building a railway now. It's already come through Laos, and and they're already putting thousands of Thai companies out of business, and they're going to build that railway right through here, Bangkok, where I'm at now, down to the Kra Isthmus, and they're going to have a railway that goes between the Gulf of Thailand and the Andaman Sea. This is really important. Thailand is very important.
Part of their project. Aren't they trying to build like the new one-way railroad across all of Asia?
They already did. I mean, that's why I go to the Netherlands so much, because that railway goes all the way from Shanghai and other feeders to Rotterdam Harbor. That's the biggest harbor in Europe. That's like, I mean, and it's at the mouth of the Rhine River, which is like the Mississippi of Europe.
Hey, look, I mean, this is the problem. I'm not against the Chinese trying to be pro-China. Our leaders hate us. Our leaders are pro-China. Our potential vice president, Tim Walz, is sold out by China. The current president is bought and paid for by China.
Yep. And I could go on for hours about that. And you can get on a train now in Thailand and go to Netherlands or China. You'll have to go through China. But
hey,
I mean,
good for China.
The thing is,
you know, the Chinese leadership actually cares about China and wants China to do great. Our leadership sells us out and opens the border and gets themselves rich off insider trading and the military industrial complex, the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Michael, I'm going to take a quick break. I just want, when we come back, just let people know where they can follow your work and just kind of a closing statement. We'll be right back with Michael Yon. Here's an idea. Mike Johnson, Speaker Johnson, why don't you call for Michael Yon to testify on what's going on at the Darien Gap? That is if you're not deaf.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
That strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
I wanted to let Michael Yon make a closing statement and let you know where you can follow his work. And again, I mean, you can look at people who talk about the illegal immigration and the pipeline. I'm not sure there's anybody with the extensive knowledge of it that Michael Yon has. I mean, that's just the truth. Again, he's been to dozens of countries, written books. He speaks to people all over the world about this, so he knows what's up. So, Michael, just make some a closing statement on this. Let people know where they can follow your work.
Well, we're going into a war. That's very obvious, and it's going to be quite severe. Everybody watching this, all of our family trees have been through a lot of wars and a lot of famines and a lot of pandemic and authoritarians. Everybody watching this, we came from family trees that came from tyranny. Some have been in it themselves. So we're about to go through it again. So be ready for it. And just because we're going into war doesn't mean you're going to die. But it's time to get very serious, right? You can find me on X. I'm on there every day. So it's Michael_Yon. My last name is Yon, Yankee Oscar November. And I am on Substack. So thank you very much. I hope everybody is doing well there in Texas, and I'll come back and see you.
Appreciate that. Now go get a Thailand espresso. Thank you, Michael Yon. All right. Again, folks, I'm just telling you, the extensive knowledge when it comes to the illegal immigrant pipeline, not sure it exists in a better fashion than what Michael Yon knows and has covered. All right. Now, I got a lot of other stuff I got to get to here. So let's start digging into this. I got a couple more calls that we're going to try to squeeze into because people have been waiting. But remember, folks, if you like this show, if you like the Alex Jones show, if you like Harrison Smith in the morning, if you like all of our special reports and everything else, remember to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what pays our bills. That's what keeps the great crew employed. InfoWarsStore.com. We sell great supplements. By the way, the entire InfoWars MD supplement line, 25% off. Nothing like a good night's sleep. So I suggest good night's sleep from InfoWarsStore.com, part of the InfoWars MD product line. You need to get a good night's sleep. It prepares you for the day. You're always more productive when you get a good night's sleep. And so nobody likes being restless at night. Nobody likes being tired the next day. Good night's sleep, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Cannot recommend it enough. And that entire InfoWars MD line is 25% off. So shop at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your continued support. All right, let's just start laying it down here. Senator Blumenthal, part of the investigation into Trump's assassination committee, had this to say to the media earlier today, clip one.
I think the American people are going to be shocked, astonished, and appalled by what we will report to them about the failures by the Secret Service in this assassination attempt on the former president. But I think they also ought to be appalled and astonished by the failure of the Department of Homeland Security to be more forthcoming, to be as candid and frank as it should be to them in terms of providing information. And we are going to absolutely insist on the truth and the whole truth in documents and testimony as members of the United States Senate, but also as citizens.
What did you learn new today when you said they're going to be appalled?
I'm not going to go into what we have learned in specifics. I'm giving you my reaction. And we will have a report very, very soon that I think will absolutely shock the American people, or it should, about the lapses and lags in the protection that was afforded that day and the breakdown in communication, failure in responsibility.
Is that report coming today or tomorrow?
I'm sorry?
Is that report coming out tonight or tomorrow?
No.
So there you go. Now, again, he didn't say exactly what they now know, but okay. Well, it gets even worse then somehow. It gets even worse. And I'm guessing we'll have that hearing during this session. That'd be my guess. All right. Meanwhile, J.D. Vance teaching a lesson on how to school a CNN hit piece in clip 20.
What I would say is he brought up this misleading, false claim that you yourself have talked about in recent days about Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, abducting people's pets and eating them, which officials there have said is not true. You yourself acknowledged it may be false on Twitter. You still told people to keep spreading it. But Trump just amplified it to tens of millions of people who were watching. Why push something that's not true.
Well, first of all, city officials have not said it's not true. They said they don't have all the evidence.
They said they have no evidence.
We've heard from a number of constituents on the ground, Caitlin, who both firsthand and secondhand reports saying this stuff is happening. So they very clearly, meaning the people on the ground dealing with this, think that it is happening. And I think that it's important for journalists to actually get on the ground and uncover this stuff for themselves when you have a lot of people saying, my pets are being abducted, or geese at the city pond are being abducted and slaughtered right in front of us. This is crazy stuff. And again, whether those exact rumors turn out to be mostly true, somewhat true, whatever the case may be, Caitlin, this town has been ravaged by 20,000 migrants coming in. Healthcare costs are up. Housing costs are up. Communicable diseases like HIV and TB have skyrocketed in this small Ohio town. This is what Kamala Harris's border policies have done. And I think it's interesting, Caitlin, that the media didn't care about the carnage wrought by these policies until we turned it into a meme about cats. And that speaks to the media's failure to care about what's going on in these communities. If we have to meme about it to get the media to care, we're going to keep on doing it because the media should care about what's going on.
I saw you say
Smackdown live on CNN. Right there it is. Now, here's the great Alex Stringer trolling Nancy Pelosi in epic fashion. This is about as good as it gets, but who would not want a stock tip from Nancy Pelosi with her insider training, clip 19.
For Donald Trump to actually spend the rest of his life in prison, that's the only hope for democracy.
We win the election.
We do. Well, Nancy, what stocks should I buy? Nancy, you're the greatest options trader of all time. I just want to know what stocks I should buy. But I just want to know, like, if you're going to call me your biggest concern.
Now, even her bodyguards are laughing now.
Institution of white supremacy and racism. I don't understand why they're even here at all. They should be defunded. I just want to know. She makes six figures a year in Congress and has $100 million net worth. Don't y'all want to know what stocks you should buy? Come on.
The Pelosi supporters get upset.
I want to close the wealth gap. What's the problem?
No way.
I just want to close the wealth gap. Nancy Pelosi, keep it very
I would like to know what Nancy Pelosi's next trade would be. You could just bet the house on it and double your money. Not the liberals, though. They love it. They don't want to know. They want her to keep getting richer. All right. By the way, you know, Trump is inviting all these podcasters and influencers, if you will, to Mar-a-Lago. He invited a Puerto Rican rapper who brought him a gift here. If you go ahead and show me clip 15, he brought him a gift. Tell me, does this look familiar to anybody? Guys, go ahead.
Well, that's a serious-looking vehicle.
That is a serious-looking vehicle. Now, I have to say, it appears to be the exact same vehicle that the InfoWars truck is, but ours has a PA system and a turret. So, Trump's armored truck is pretty cool. But ours is just a little bit cooler. Just a little bit cooler. But they could install the turret and the PA system and then take Trump to this next rally in the armored truck. I mean, that might be what he has to do. You know, the reason we got that is because we would go out to events and get assaulted. In fact, the first time we took it out, Democrats literally tried to bash in the windows. They started picking up street signs and cones and rocks and tried to bash in the window. So, yeah, you go around Democrats, you need an armored truck. These people are freaks.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support, spread the word. And it's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you. An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com, vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Nice people, not deranged and violent at all. Wait, Tim Walz said what about Kamala Harris?
Started. I love this story as a young prosecutor.
What? Oh.
Kamala Harris.
Oh.
Because this started, and I love this story as a young prosecutor.
Hold on a second. Because Wait. Tim. How did Kamala Harris get started in politics again?
Because this started, and I love this story, as a young prosecutor.
Oh, wow.
Kamala Harris talked about going in that
courtroom for the first time.
As a prostitutor? Wow. Wow. Okay. His words. Kamala Harris, as a young prostitute, Mm-hmm. By the way, Melania Trump, to follow up on that Blumenthal clip, she's demanding more answers about what happened on the assassination attempt. She thinks that there were other factors at play as well. She said that in a video. But I'll tell you what, let's take a couple calls here. They've been waiting before we sign off for the week. Let's go to Chris in Virginia. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Wolf was probably one of our clients.
Maybe. I'm not sure if he's into women, though, but that's a different story.
Hey, we love you. My wife, Kim, and I, we love you. She listens to you every day. We're both J-Sixers, man. And we call down to the prison when you're in there. I actually called down there and tried to raise some hell.
I'm sure they were big fans of you.
Well, they were pissed off. I pissed them guard off, so I hope I didn't make it harder for you. But I was just so pissed off. So,
well, most of the guards liked me or didn't even know who I was. And then after all the kerfuffle, went and looked me up. And then the next day they'd be like, hey, man, I looked up your stuff. That's pretty good stuff. Yeah, you're right about that. So, I mean, but yeah, there were a couple haters for sure that wanted to give me a hard time. There's a lot of stories about that. But anyway, what'd you call in about?
You're the man. Yeah, I was just going to say, so this city manager, dickhead, craphead, whatever, from Springfield, this little wiener, comes on TV. Hey, everybody, nothing happened. You're all a bunch of idiots. Like, that guy, his ilk, aren't they? Isn't that treason if he's being paid?
Wait, I'm sorry. What is it now?
The city manager in Springfield, that he came on, he basically came up with a really stupid public statement trying to say.
What do we know about that public statement, though? I mean, I wouldn't just go throwing around these claims and saying he's guilty of this or guilty of that. I don't think he knows what's going on. I my guess is somebody called him and kind of set him up, and all he said was, "Well, I haven't seen the evidence." So, I mean, you know. I think he was basically used by the media here, is my guess. But he hasn't come out and offered an apology, so who knows?
Well, I wasn't accusing him specifically. I was asking a question of all these public officials, these local people. My thing is if we find out that a lot of them are on the take, that's going to upset civil disorder even further. That was going to be my point.
Well, they're all on the take.
Like, if it's truly...
It's just right. a matter of, okay... What are you saying? Like, does the city manager own an apartment building or some houses, and now he's getting paid by the government to bring him in? I mean, that now you're talking about criminal activity.
Right. Like, he's taking money to keep his mouth shut. The feds are shipping all these illegals in, and really, really horrible things happen, like in Springfield. Like,
so, sure.
Really,
yeah. And
that's
why we need to have a hearing, and that's why there needs to be investigations. But the truth is, the entire illegal immigrant pipeline boondoggle is a money grab. I mean, so they're all committing crimes. Everybody involved in this invasion is committing a crime. But again, we pick and choose when the law gets applied, when it doesn't. We pick and choose who gets prosecuted and who doesn't. And so that's why this stuff goes on. And the spineless coward Republicans do nothing about it. And so that's what you got, Chris. Thank you for the call. Appreciate you. Let's go to Tim in California. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Owen. Yeah, you know, people remember first and last. Like, you know, people will remember how a movie ends. Well, I got your next dead cat story. If you watched all of the Trump presentation from Rancho Palos Verdes today, at the end he took a bunch of press questions. And when he did, the very last one he took, the lady set him up and he told a story. I'd only heard him tell it once before. And I, you know, I'm here in California. I knew this for decades. Everyone does. It lives in here. But he's talking about how they deliberately have a valve where they take all the fresh water, all the snow melting from Canada, all this water, fresh water, comes down every year. They deliberately, in central California, they divert it straight into the Pacific Ocean. They just take all that fresh water that the desert Southwest needs, and they deliberately divert it into the Pacific Ocean.
Is that some environmental BS, or what is it?
The excuse, and he mentioned it by name, the excuse they've always used is there's a little fish, and it's about the size of a sardine, and you can fit it in the palm of your hand. It's called the smelt, the Delta smelt, and they say that's the reason why, but for decades they've been trying to, and he even said they're seeding the streams with these things, trying to pretend that they're saving them. They're not doing well. They're not going to save them, but here in this world of cause and effect, the water doesn't get to the South Desert Southwest where it really is needed. And even just in L.A. County, you got 10 million people. And listen to this.
Do they shut your water off?
And they're doing it for power. They're doing it on purpose to make the farmers pay more and all this stuff. And the proof is it's so bad, the water doesn't even make it to the Mexican border. And they recently, months ago, shut off one of the pumping stations for their sewage. And as a result, it's backed up onto our American side of the border, and it's so bad in San Diego and these areas, they have poisonous hydrogen cyanide gas that's escaping from all this poop, and they've had to make it to where all these schools, that they can't let the children go outside. There's no outside sports, and all the people are walking around with like these painter's masks, like the big cones on both sides of your face.
Jeez.
And it looks like a hazmat scene for
But how's the special fish doing? But how's the special tiny fish?
Like Trump said, he's not going to make it.
so we do all that. We destroy ourselves for the tiny fish, and the tiny fish doesn't even make it.
It was never about the fish. That was the lie they
told. Of course not. That's the joke, though.
It's the same thing as the cat, though. People just didn't know that for all these decades they've been getting away with just diverting the water into the ocean. And he's saying, hey, I'm going to turn that around.
I'm glad you called in on that. I haven't heard many people bring that up. And so I'm glad that you did call in on that. I wonder if more people will focus on that. But Cruz pulling up some other stories about that anyway. But that's what they do. These sick freaks, man. It is all about power. It's all about control. And they find all the different excuses to get it. They try to make you feel bad. Oh, the smelt fish. Look at this tiny special fish. And it's really just about a power grab. I mean, these sick liberal Democrat freaks. And again, even that is just a mask they wear. They're not liberal. They're not Democrats. They're criminals. Okay? They're political criminals. They're going to shut off your water so that you have to pay more for it because they're criminals. All right. We are out of time for this week. Speaking of movies, that movie that you're probably going to be hearing a lot about soon, Am I Racist?, has just come out, and this is not a promo for it. I'm probably not going to go see it, but I had some friends that went and saw it, and they said that the whole theater was laughing the entire time, and it's actually a mixed-race couple that went and saw it, and the conclusion to be reached by this movie is that if there's really any cultural racism or systemic racism in the United States of America, it's actually against white people. Uh-oh, look out. So it's pretty funny how that gets exposed in an ironic twist of fate. But we already knew that, didn't we? We already knew that. All right, that's going to do it. That's going to do it for this week. Remember, folks, get your entries to the raffle at alexjonesstore.com. We will be live at band.video. Alex will be live this weekend. Stay tuned to Infowars.com for updates. Big ups to the crew this week. Big ups to the audience this week. And I will see you next week. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with
Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.